Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about internet privacy, which is one of those oxymoron things we hear so much about. You know, like vegetarian butcher or gluten-free dim sum or Donald Trump's modern guide to etiquette and manners. The situation has gotten so bad, the co-founder of Facebook, a guy named Chris Hughes, called for the company to be broken up. But Mark Zuckerberg says, hey, no need for that. He's learned his lesson and promises to be a good boy from now on. And we can trust him, right? Because he's only lied about every privacy issue that's ever come up so far, ever. Remember when Facebook manipulated posts to gauge our emotional response and then sold the research data? All we are to them is lab rats. But even lab rats occasionally get some cheese, right? Hey, Zuck, keep your cookies. Give us some cheese. The standard defense is we knew this was going on when we signed up. But you've seen those user agreements. Nobody reads them. I don't even think the guys who write them read them. They're longer than the migratory path of a monarch butterfly and use a font so tiny it would make a flea squint. So what do? Scroll to the bottom and click accept. Then, 2 weeks later, you wake up in a bathtub full of ice with a scar where one of your kidneys used to be. And the internet never forgets. You've seen it happen. Check out the price of a piece of hardware, but decide you don't need it. Doesn't matter, because boom, there it is. On every website you visit for 6 months. Follows you around like a haunted fungus. For no apparent reason, suddenly everybody is having a sale on a festive array of red, white, and blue plastic bull semen inseminators. Don't ask. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.